Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, you can join Nick over at his website, freemindstv.com. There's plenty more liberty-oriented both audio and video content. So if you can't get enough Free Talk Live, go get yourself some Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio at freemindstv.com. And you're also going to be able to meet Nick in person if you come out to the Liberty Forum. You guys are still doing that, right?
Yep, we will be out at the Liberty Forum. I'm planning on being there Friday evening and Saturday.
Did they comp your admission?
I haven't heard back on that one yet.
They better. If they don't, we're boycotting. So let them know that. All right, 800-259-9231. We go right into your phone calls to start things out here. And then we'll talk about what is happening in Kansas that sounds an awful lot like California. First, it's Jose in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jose.
Hey, Ian. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight, Jose?
Hey, I heard you and Mark talk about how college is pointless yesterday.
Well, now hold on. It wasn't that college is entirely pointless. It's just that it's not what it's cracked up to be.
Right. Okay. Now here's what I think about it. Personally, I like classes I would say subjects physics or math. But whenever I go to a college class, the professors somehow have to bore the hell down, from the subject. One time, one minute you're interested in it, and the next minute you're why am I even in here?
So you're saying that the curriculum is hit and miss in your experience?
Yeah, that too, and the way they teach it, it's I tend to learn much better on my own compared to professors. But you guys were talking about how Forbes article, that gentleman who graduated college wasn't making that much money, and he was deep down in debt. Now, that might be true for example, if you look at the Forbes 400, all the millionaires, only a minority of them actually went to college, if you look at it.
Is that true? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've actually read a book about the Forbes 400 a couple weeks ago.
How minority are we talking about here? 30%?
Probably 40%? 10%.
No kidding.
Yes, most of them, it's either passed down or they started their own businesses or real estate or something like that. But I was going to say, but still for the majority of us, I think college is a really good backup financially. If you, it really keeps your options open, I think, personally. And for example, for me, I want to be a millionaire, and I know going to college is not going to help me become a millionaire, and I'm kind of clueless about how to do it. And I don't know. I was going to ask you what your thoughts on that, or.
Well, I haven't made my first million yet, so I'm,
right,
I'm
exactly.
Whatever I say has to be taken with a grain of salt. But I would say that I think the best way to make $1 million is to do what you love and figure out how to make money at it.
Right.
Because it's possible to make $1 million working in the, it's possible to make $1 million working in the corporate world, but then you're subverting yourself to what it is somebody else wants you to be doing instead of what you really want to
be doing. Quick point that, I still think I disagree with you guys about that college thing. I still think for the majority of us, I think it's it'll keep your options open if you do go to college versus if you don't. Because it takes a long time to start up a low-paying job and, work your way up, I think.
I don't think it takes a long time necessarily. My girlfriend Julia has worked her way up at a restaurant in a matter of 2 or 3 years to an assistant manager position. So it all really depends on your drive and what your competition is like. And I can tell you that from my experience, it's hard to find good help out there. A lot of people don't have the motivation to succeed. They are motivated to get the bills paid, but they're not really motivated to go out there and do what it takes to move up in the ranks.
I'd say that describes about 80% of the people.
It's true. So, your competition, if you want to move up, and even in the corporate world, is fairly limited. And of those who do want to move up, they're just not as they're not as brilliant as they could be. Again, this is just from my experience talking to people about their experiences kind of moving up in the corporate world. And you're saying that you think that college could help open some doors, and I think that that may be true in some cases, but I don't think it's worth
another point
the
is
debt.
That once you go, I mean, a lot of employers, they don't really care if you're self-taught. They actually want that, you know, especially out here, they want that thing on the paper. They want that diploma, you know, at least to get you in the door.
That's what you found? You found that's true, that a lot of employers want a diploma?
Of course. Out here, yeah, absolutely. I mean, unless you're going to work at McDonald's or some, you know, low-paying job. For the, you know, decent jobs, I think, in my personal opinion, you need that diploma at a minimum.
Well, obviously, what you told us earlier is that that's not necessarily true. I mean, you told us just a few moments ago that the Fortune 500 companies...
Well, that's just the 400 people out of 6 billion, you know?
Right, but I mean, those are pretty successful positions that they got to without having
a
college diploma.
They're the minority on a global scale.
What do you mean they're a minority on a global scale?
If you look at the total population, they're just very little, you know. I don't think the data is enough to come to the conclusion that, you know, no college is good.
Right. Well, I'm not saying the conclusion is that no college is good. I would say that the conclusion we reached last night is that for most people, in most circumstances, college, paying for college is a bad idea. If you can get a scholarship that's going to send you to college, then,
right.
Yeah, okay, you should probably do that. But if you're going to have to pay out of pocket,
yeah.
If you're going to have to get a loan to go to college, I personally believe that's a really piss poor idea. And from what I can tell, most people can't handle that. I mean, if you don't have the financial intelligence to be able to handle that, those kind of dollars and cents, you don't belong in the loan market. And most of these kids don't belong there.
Would you recommend the military pay for your college?
What's that?
Would you recommend the military paying for your college?
I wouldn't recommend anyone join the military under any circumstances.
Well, I mean, if you're in already, you might as well take the GI Bill.
If you're in already and you can get it, from what I understand, they make it sound a lot easier to get than it actually is.
Yeah, it's not as comprehensive a package as some people think it is. There's some assistance there, but you have to fill out the forms, and they're probably not going to give you a full ride.
So you asked how to make $1 million, and I would again say that and reiterate my point.
I'm just thinking about that basically every day, and I'm just reading books about it, and it's a lot harder than it looks. I mean,
well, right. You don't start making $1 million by going $100,000 into debt, going to school for 4 years. That to me, that's not how you making $1 million.
I mean, there are some fields where a degree is going to be required. So if what you're going to want to
do
is...
But for most people, he was talking about one moment ago, Jose mentioned, well, that's the minority of people. For the minority of people, a degree is required. For a very small minority of people, a degree is required. I mean, the reality is most people that graduate college don't get a job in the area in which they've specialized. You could say that you could make the argument that a lot of employers require a college degree. I don't know what those percentages are. Maybe that's his experience. Maybe other people have had different experiences. We had a guy call the show last night talking about his success that he has had without having a college degree. There are many examples of people out there who've been quite successful without college degrees. So,
well, if you look at the numbers, actually, college does not really produce billionaires. What it does is produce workhorses. You know, you're basically a workabee. You know,
that's right.
Come out and work for somebody else.
Exactly.
If you look at all the MBAs, I personally thought if you have an MBA from a top business school, you're a millionaire usually. But turns out 95% of the people, they just, you know, go to their employer and say, hey, look, I got an MBA. Can you give me a raise?
Mm. Yeah.
So
I think you can make $1 million, but you have to have financial intelligence, and that's something they don't teach you in college. And I think that...
I mean, are books the only source for that, or that's what it seems like for me right now?
Are books the only source for financial intelligence?
Yes.
It's certainly a darn good source.
I just want to make sure that I'm on the right
road. Yeah, there's certainly a darn good source. There's a real short book called The Richest Man in Babylon that I read years ago, which has some really, really basic stuff in it, and I think that everybody should start with the basics. And thank you for the call, Jose. Good luck out there with your first million. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. If you made $1 million, maybe you can tell us about it. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute. Designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Coming up in a matter of weeks, probably two, maybe less than 3 weeks, March 5th through the 8th, it's going to be the 2009 Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project. It's a great opportunity to come up here, see New Hampshire in its coldest state, and get to meet a lot of the activists.
Well, I mean, March isn't really the cold. January would be the worst, but still cold, so people can know.
There will probably be snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine there would be.
So come on up here and spend the weekend at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, with hundreds of other like-minded liberty activists and big-name speakers, too, like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Also, Dr. Mary Ruart is going to be there from Healing Our World, and so many other great names. You'll see the whole list at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get registered and get hotel rooms while they last. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can use our discount code to save 10%. That is 2009FTL. As we continue here, just a few more thoughts on Jose's call, which seemed to have conflicting messages to me. On one hand, he was saying that, well, there's clear evidence that people have succeeded without the use of college. On the other hand, he says that getting a job out where he lives in California can be very difficult without having a degree. And so we've heard a lot of different things from different people on this. Last night we were reading a story from Forbes about how so many young people get pulled into the world of college loan, and they don't know what they're getting into. I mean, the fact is, you don't learn this stuff in government high school. You don't learn how to get a loan. You don't learn how to compare rates. You don't learn anything about that. I don't know about you, Nick, but I did not learn that in government high school.
No, it's certainly not in the curriculum, and it's tough for a lot of people who have gone to college to figure out. A lot of people just aren't very literate when it comes to things like loans.
These folks did not figure out the details on the loan until they were calling to have it paid, basically. I mean, they didn't know. They went into the school's financial aid office, and they gave them a packet of forms, filled out the forms, signed it, and they got a loan at 12% or whatever it was. They thought it was going to be cheap, but it turned out to be really expensive. So you've got the situation where these kids are going into debt tremendously in order to get an education that they've been told their whole lives they need, when in point of fact, maybe they didn't need it after all. Now, as you said, there are some careers, lawyer, doctor, engineer, you know, there are some careers where you aren't getting a job without a college degree guaranteed. There's no doubt about that. But on the other hand, when the colleges are turning out, I think the number last night was 37,000 history graduates for a field where there are only 500 positions available, you've got a pretty big problem there. A lot of people spending a lot of money on something that's not really valuable.
No, I mean, a liberal arts degree in, say, history, it might help you out applying for a job in an unrelated field a little bit. I mean, it might help you get a little bit more money when you finally get a job as an accountant or whatever it is you end up doing. But was it really worth it to take out the loans to study a subject that you were never going to have a career in? Doesn't make much sense.
No. And going back to his other question of making $1 million, it seems to me the best way to be on track toward making $1 million, and you pointed out during the break that there's a difference between making $1 million and netting $1 million.
Yeah, pretty much everybody who's employed full-time for a regular career will make $1 million.
Over 20 or 30 years, or something like that. But as far as actually netting your first million, having $1 million in profits that you keep after you've spent all your money on bills, that's the tricky part, right? And I think the best path for me in that particular arena would be to be frugal, to learn how to live frugally. Don't spend every single dollar of your paycheck like so many Americans apparently do. And worse than that, so many Americans not only spend every dollar of their paycheck, they go into debt by racking up credit card debt. So in addition to a college loan that they might have, they're going into debt on credit cards. So if you're in debt, you haven't even taken step number one toward making $1 million, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree, unless you are, in fact, going into debt and you have a very good chance of getting a job that's going to be very good paying right out of the gate. And, you know, you can pay off that loan in a couple of years and be placed to be making a lot more money than other people. But for most college graduates, that's just not
the case. That's not the story. In fact, there was a new statistic I learned last night that I can tout now. That is that 50% of people that start college don't finish. So a lot of these people are going in for 2 years, partying too hard or whatever it is that's happening. I'm sure it's partying that's a big factor. But they're getting in and they're having these big dreams of what they might be able to do, and they bail out halfway through. Then they're stuck with the bill And they don't have a degree to show for it. So
that's probably the worst position to be in. And it apparently it happens about half the time.
It's crazy.
I think what's more important in some ways than how much you make is getting back to the fact that you can make a lot of money, but are you actually going to be saving that money, investing that money? And if you can get a job that's meeting your basic needs and some, and you can invest, you're in a position, maybe not a lot of money, but if you can set aside, I don't know, $20 to $50 every week, you're in a good position if you actually have the discipline to do that.
Yes.
In a couple of decades, you're going to have quite a bit of money set aside because you can take that money and make it work for you. So
yeah.
I think, for those people who are out there making just decent money and they're worried about, well, I'm not really all that wealthy. If you're better with your money than somebody who's out there making $100,000 and they're deeply in debt, you're really in a better position. And a lot of people out there who make a ton of money are also very deeply in debt or have they have a lot of obligations.
It's about what you spend.
Yeah.
It's not about what you make. It's about what you spend. I mean, if you're making $50,000 a year, but you're spending $60,000 a year on credit cards, you're a loser, basically. But if you're making $30,000 and you're only spending $20,000, well, then you're 10 ahead every single year. And that 10 is going to add up. And like you say, you take it and invest it, whether that investment is in speculative real estate investments or in, some sort of business investment, or you're starting your own business or whatever. And again, I highly recommend following your desires in that particular area. Figure out what it is that you can do to provide a product or service to the marketplace that you enjoy doing and is going to profit you. And if you can, avoid the legal system as well. Try to do as much, get some sort of money coming in the underground economy, in my opinion. I think that would be helpful to keep the tax man away from it.
That advice is sort of, I can go both ways on that, because it is good if you can get money under the table, but if you're bringing in, say, like a $5,000 cash flow that you're not declaring with the IRS, but you make a whole lot of money, like $90,000 a year, it might not be worth the risk to you, especially if you have a license of some sort. Something like, you have to weigh the risk of
things to do with that money that where it wouldn't necessarily show to them. So if you were getting paid in the underground economy,
buying gold bullion and stashing it away, it's hard for them to figure that out.
There's that, and there's just paying the bills. I mean, if you're paying the power bill, if you're paying the other bills, they're not gonna know about that stuff. So keep that in mind as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But yes, it is all about what you spend, and that's where financial intelligence comes into play. Knowing how to handle your money is the number one step toward having more of it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the pack light. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, we go to Bob in New York first. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Just super, Bob.
Good. Terrific. I do have something that popped in my head about 9/11.
Okay.
And it was, and I'm not exactly sure if this happened or not because it was never really, it was the big issue. But I thought I remember. If you can put on your thinking caps and try to go back.
Oh, I don't spend any time whatsoever thinking about this, so you'll just have to tell me.
All right. Well, I don't really, but at the same time, it was a very unusual thing, and it just never gets talked about if it was true. I thought there was a guy, I remember when they had the firefighters and everything in Paul McCartney, they did that concert 2-3 days a week after 9/11. And I remember one of the firefighters got up on stage, he was from Queens, and he got into his, I'm from Queens, you mess with me, I'll tell you exactly where I live. And then it's 13 Park Street in Queens, New York, you want to give me a problem, you get... I remember that part of it. I remember him saying that. Then I thought that a day after that, an airplane crashed in Queens. Was that? I wanted to find out if anybody knew anything about that.
Nope. Don't know anything about it.
I remember that there was a benefits concert. I don't remember any.
Not sure what. I'm not sure what the relevance of it would be.
Well, he was challenging whoever. He was just challenging. He's being a tough guy, and I thought that I heard, and I think I remember being completely shocked. That an airplane went down in that particular area where he lived.
An airplane did go down in somewhere in New York. I don't remember if it was Queens.
It was a month or two after.
Are you saying that somebody crashed their plane into his apartment? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I'm asking. You guys are unbelievable. I'm not saying that. I'm asking. I was wondering. I thought that I heard that something like that happened, and if it did, That is pretty darn peculiar. The guy actually says Queens and an airplane crashes.
I wouldn't say that's peculiar at all.
Why would the people who bombed the world or hit the World Trade Center care about getting the firefighter?
Is that what you're suggesting? I'm not even sure what you're suggesting here. I'm trying to figure out what it is you're getting.
Well, I think the guy gave his address.
I know that. You guys, there's limited consciousness about this. I understand.
Well, the guy gave his address. No, I think the limited consciousness might be on the other end of the line. Why would the terrorists or the government or whoever hit the tower go after a firefighter who's basically dared the terrorists to come attack him? The whole country was saying things like that at the time. Bush saying, bring it on. No one crashed a plane into Bush.
Yeah, well, I know you guys are young and you guys come across.
Oh,
like
the old ageist argument. Go ahead, sir. I want to hear what you have to say on this one.
You'll find as you get older, 20 years down the road, you'll do less talking and probably more listening and start being so sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Were we not listening to you? I'm pretty sure we were listening to exactly what it was that
you
said. In fact, we're asking questions, sir. As good listeners, we're asking questions for clarification, asking what it is you're getting at. I still haven't figured out. Are you trying to suggest that they crashed the plane into his apartment or they just crashed it somewhere in Queens to get at him?
You guys are really in love with your voices. I just wanted to say I didn't say that. You see, you guys do this all the time. This would be the last time I call in.
Thank goodness. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Ugh. Look, we gave you plenty of chance to explain yourself, and he didn't even get to the point.
Well, I mean, I got his point. It was basically, you know,
that they crashed it. What wasn't clear?
The particular firefighter.
He didn't make that clear. I suggested, really. I asked him if that's what he was suggesting, and then he started, oh, you guys are so young, and blah, blah, blah.
I think he basically had that idea in mind, like he was asking the question,
right.
And he wanted us to confirm it for him, and he was getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically saying we were stupid because we didn't basically go along with the story and say, yeah, I bet they did go after that, you know.
No, we're stupid because we're younger than he is, Nancy. That's how it is. Yeah, that's a real good way to get people to respect you is to always hold how old you are over their heads. Real good way to start to have a conversation with somebody. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, if what you want to do with your free time is to sit there and ruminate about minor factoids in regards to 9/11, great. You've got plenty of free time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in answer to his question, if it happened that way and the plane actually hit his house, that would be a very big coincidence. Coincidences do happen. I think that a coincidence is probably more likely than somebody going after that particular guy. If I remember right, no one was killed in that crash either. So
New York's a pretty big place, so if a plane crashes in New York...
No one on the ground was killed. I forget. But, yeah, I mean...
Planes are going to crash.
It's a big place, and it's also very densely populated, so... The odds of hitting somebody are pretty good.
All right, so 800-259-9231, we continue with Scott in Canada. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
You're on the air.
Hi. I have an interesting story that you might want to hear. I don't know if you've heard about this at all. There's a fellow, a double amputee, had both his legs cut off. He went into a waiting room in Winnipeg, an ER waiting room, and he eventually died in that waiting room. Would you like to know how long he waited in there until he was discovered dead?
36 hours.
You're very close. It was 34 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and one of the other persons waiting in the waiting room is the one that noticed, hey, this guy's dead, and alerted it to the people working there.
Oh, but the healthcare was free, so no big deal.
Oh, exactly. And so now the government is trying to, you know, pass the buck, blame this person, blame that person, and really it's, you know, would this ever happen? Like, when I go to the dentist office and I'm in the waiting room, the receptionist knows who's in the waiting room. Someone wouldn't wait there for 34 hours, right? But not with this social health care that we have. And, you know, I've waited 8 hours in there, but never 34. But this guy died because he had a bladder infection. All they had to do was change his catheter, and he would have lived. But
there you go. That is so tragic, and it's just another story in a long line of neglect stories that come out of these socialist medicine systems. It's so sad, and then they will never stop until they finally allow the private marketplace to actually provide health care to people.
A fully private marketplace in medicine is what would solve a lot of the problems about costs that we have, because currently we have in the United States, a system that I think about 50 cents on every dollar that's spent on healthcare is spent by government. So it's a semi-socialized system.
Yeah.
And between government mandates and the way they've set up the insurance system, essentially they've just created a system that is very inefficient. But it's not a free, people blame it as a free market, but it's not a free market. It's a heavily regulated market, and only half the money is private that's being spent in the healthcare system. So it's far from a fully free market.
How's that going up there, by the way? I know that there were some people that were working on creating some sort of private healthcare market in Canada or getting it deregulated to the point where they could. Is that still moving ahead? Do you know?
Yes, there's a movement to open up a private healthcare clinic in Winnipeg, for example, in honor of this guy that died. There's a few on the East Coast, I believe. They're rare, but they're starting to push for that. So we'll probably see a two-tiered healthcare system, which to me is okay. If you can choose to go private, that's fine.
It'll cost you, man. It'll cost you dearly. But yes, it'd be nice to have at least the choice.
Now, am I correct in my understanding is that a lot of the people in Canada who are proponents of the completely government single-payer healthcare system use the idea of choice, basically when they say two-tiered healthcare system, it's a very negative word or a very negative phrase?
It's a dirty, to say two-tiered healthcare is a dirty word for people that believe in the socialist system. But, I mean, like, this is a, no one has gotten fired over this guy. No one has been disciplined. The premier, he's sort of like the equivalent of governor. He said, oh, no, you know, we'll investigate and blah, blah, we'll tweak. They tweak and tweak. But nothing changes. Tweaking doesn't, if a broken system, tweaking it will not fix it, you know?
Thank you for the update and the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the number. You can bring up what you want. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Your business email should be secure, and PrivacyHarbor.com can do it for you. It's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. More Free Talk Live coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit PrivacyHarbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features on the website, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board. And you get perks. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Though right now the chat room is down, unfortunately. It was down last night. We're having some technical difficulties behind the scenes here at the studio, so apologies for that. But otherwise, yes, AMP is very helpful to us because it gets the ideas of freedom into more ears around the country and around the world. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls, we will go to Marsh in North Carolina. Marsh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome,
hey,
sir.
I just wanted to ask you something.
The
plane crash the guy was talking about happened over Queens, New York, just a few days after 9/11. And wasn't too long after that, it started, you know, the Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, was in the news. Don't you think that's why we take our shoes off?
And that's the excuse I think they make.
Huh?
I think that's the excuse that they make for making you take your shoes off, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't think there's a correlation?
I think they'll use whatever excuse they can to create as much tyranny as quickly as they possibly can.
I believe in that, too. But, you know, I believe in that, too. Okay. But one other question. I'm thinking about moving somewhere, and I've been to New Hampshire before. It's been a long time ago when I was small. Whereabouts in New Hampshire is Santa Claus Land?
What's that supposed to mean?
Santa Claus Land. It's
Is it a tourist attraction?
Yes, it's off route. I believe it's off route 3. It's way up north. It's probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's always up north, right? That's where Santa Claus lives.
Right. It's in the northerly part of the state. It's probably, if you're familiar with the state of New Hampshire, for our viewers who aren't, Concord is sort of in the middle of the state, sort of skewed towards the south. That's the state capital. And
right.
if you headed up Interstate 93, it's probably an hour and a half or 2 hours up there. It might actually be off Route 3, but it's in the White Mountains or just below them.
Is it still in business?
Last I knew, I went there not so many years ago, and it's I've driven by it. The signs are still up, so I believe it's still in business.
Right. Well, the reason I asked was that when I was a kid, I mean a young kid, we went up there and checked it out, and we built one in the Cherokee Indian Reservation in North Carolina. And it's been there since I was, that was 66, I think, when we built the one down here.
So you actually built your own Santa Claus land?
No, I didn't build it. No, my grandfather and my aunts and uncles and mom and dad and all that built it. And I was an elf when I grew up, and I'm sorry.
You were an elf. Don't apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize for being an elf. We were all silly things.
Can I get one last question?
Of course.
How much coast do you guys have?
How much toast?
Coast. Seacoast.
Oh, coast.
13 miles.
Sorry, I'm on a cell phone.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, New Hampshire, I believe it's 13 miles. You'll see some varying measurements, I think, because it depends on,
depends who you ask.
How much of
the
curve.
Depends on global warming or what?
No, I mean, it depends on exactly what method you use to measure the coastline. But 13 miles is the one I've heard quoted most often, so not very much.
Is it really built up? Is it a lot of built up stuff?
It's pretty developed along the seacoast. It's, it's not like by other people's standards. It's not like there's not too many major cities. There's Portsmouth, New Hampshire is on the Atlantic.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map right now.
Yeah, it's fairly developed. I mean, it's pretty much all the usable shoreline is developed.
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking for? Are you looking to build a home right on?
I like the ocean, yes, but yeah. I mean, you guys are pretty small, so if I lived in Concord, I'm not very far away.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's just, I mean, even from where we live in Keene, it only takes two and a half hours to get over to the seacoast.
And we're about as far as
you
can.
Where is Keene?
Keene's on the west side of the state, so about as far away from the coast as you can get and still be in southern New Hampshire. Hey, good luck with your...
How far from the coast is Keene?
Miles-wise?
Google Maps will help you with a lot of these questions. Go to maps.google.com and you can get all the answers you're looking for,
my friend.
I'm
not sure exactly even because I never
Yeah, I'm not sure either. It's kind of windy roads, so it's not necessarily a direct route from here to there. Thank you for the call tonight and good luck with your consideration of moving. 800-259-9231. Ian and Nick here, your travel planners.
Well, I mean...
We'll do our best to help.
Yeah,
I mean, we will.
If it's a question about New Hampshire, if it had been a question about another state, I wouldn't know, and I wouldn't really care about answering it.
But, yeah, a lot of these things... I was thinking... I was going to tell him to go to look up Santa Claus Land on the Internet, but as I was doing
Santa's
it, I was looking...
Santa's Land, I think.
Santa's Land? Oh, okay, because I looked up Santa Claus Land, and that didn't...
Nope.
Santa's the one in North Carolina came up, but not the... okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Nope, that's the one in North Carolina. North Carolina's got the Google results nailed down on Santa's Land, let me tell you.
During the break, you should try it using New Hampshire in the search.
Good point. All right, well, let's continue in the meantime with your phone calls and talk to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Nick and Ian. How are you?
It's Scott the Bigot. Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, it's Scott the Bigot, and I'm proud.
No, you shouldn't be proud. You should be embarrassed.
Anti-Semites and racists. Can come out to look.
You should be embarrassed. Why not try to unite people? Why not try to bring people together instead of putting up artificial barriers between human mankind?
I'll answer that, but let me just say this: America, as we speak, is disintegrating. You're seeing biblical proportions.
Thank goodness. I'm all in favor of it.
The economy is disintegrating.
Well, that's not a good thing. But I meant the government.
There's only one salvation for the United States, and do you know what that is, gentlemen?
Oh, let me see. Let me guess. Kick out all the Jews, Hispanics, and blacks?
Yes, but also the American Nazi Party. We need
bring
to
back
have
the Nazis. Wow, there you go. Okay.
Did you ever hear of George Lincoln Rockwell?
No. Is he a Nazi?
George Lincoln Rockwell was the founder of the American Nazi Party in 1959.
What a loser.
And what he basically said was is blacks... Have the
Who
NAACP.
Cares what he said? Blah, 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 spout hate, blah, blah,
no,
blah. That's what he said.
You ask me why people can't be brought together.
Oh, they can, and they are. You're one of the minorities, sir.
I want to leave you with a thought, and think about this.
You're one of these people with this ancient way of thinking that refuses to change.
Civil rights is not civil rights. If you give civil rights to blacks and you take it away from whites to give to blacks, that's not civil rights. That's tyranny and oppression.
Right. That would be a bad thing. Why not just give equal civil rights to everybody?
How about we forget about civil rights?
Well, Scott, why is it tyranny and oppression to take civil rights away from white people and give them to black people, but not to take them away from black people and give them to white people?
Let me explain. White people, gentlemen, are under siege. We're under siege.
No.
The NAACP,
no.
The Anti-Defamation
What evidence do you have of such claims, sir? I'm not under
I'll
siege
tell you
by
how.
Anyone.
I'll tell you how.
If I'm under siege by somebody, it is by the white people who are in the New Hampshire state government.
I want to tell you something about New Hampshire since you brought it up. New Hampshire used to be a very conservative state. William Loeb was the head, as you know, of the Union, Manchester Union leader. New Hampshire is a shadow of itself. It's no longer a conservative thing, bastion for conservatism. It's just a cop and copy of Massachusetts, which is a sick, perverted state. We're the only state in the Union to have first ratified homosexual and lesbian marriage.
Right, because homosexuals are less than everybody else in the world. Is that
right?
Let me
guess, you blame minorities
and lesbians are a drag on our society. They pervert and muddy the water. It's Archie Bunker
said. I wish Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com were here tonight
and Scott,
to talk to you.
Scott, so they pervert and muddy the water by... They increase income taxes? Gay people cause income taxes to be instituted?
I'll tell you how. If you would show me a little bit of respect and dignity.
No, you haven't shown anybody else that. Yes. Why should we show that to you?
You
get the respect you earn, Scott. Don't you understand that? And you don't respect anybody but anyone who happens to have the exact same skin tone and religious viewpoint as you. How can you ever expect to get respect from anyone else?
But
you're pathetic,
I want to let you know one thing. You brought up a good point. You brought up a very valid point. Yes, you did. It's the old saying in the military, they say, to get respect, you have to earn respect.
That's right. And I understand.
But this is where I'm coming from, gentlemen. As a white man, I'm not respected by blacks. I'm not respected by Jews. They
try giving before you get, dude. See how that works out for you. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. You have to give people what they want in order to get what you want. You don't just get respect out of... Because somebody wants to give you respect, you have to have a reason to be given respect. I mean, come on, how basic can we get?
Not much more basic than that.
Start out by trying to appreciate other people who have different skin tones for what it is that they do. But if all you can see and when you look at other people that have different skin tones, all you can feel is white hot rage, you've got a long way to go before you'll get respect from anybody else, including me. Hour number two is coming up. You bring up what you want. Human beings are human beings, period. However tall they are and whatever color they are. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.